The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I am Tony.
Oh, fuck off. Why don't you
I am Tony.
I'm Tony. I'm Tony Two Testicles Sansonetti.
Hey, my name's Paul. Go be Bill.
I'm Tony Toenails Sansonetti.
Oh, I'm Polly Pocket.
I'm Tony Tugginit Sansonetti.
Yeah, bro.
You do usually do alliteration, so what's your nickname this week? All right, hold on. Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony Toe Clipper Cincinnati.
I'm Tony Two Tits Cincinnati. How you been, dude?
I'm good.
That's it, huh? What have you been up to, man? I haven't seen you in weeks.
Shut the fuck up.
We don't live together.
I see you so much.
Theater of the mind.
No, what have you been up to, man? You've been building
theater of the mind. Yeah, you're really giving them the fucking trickery.
Yeah, man. You've been building any sweet shit lately?
Yeah, I built your girlfriend a fucking armrest for her couch.
You did. It wasn't an armrest. It's actually like a armrest like table.
Ah, fuck me, right?
Yeah, you don't even know what you built. That's how good he is, people. He doesn't even know what he builds, but he builds it correctly.
Someone just talks ideas. I go, it's done.
Yeah, I morphed it into the world.
It has been done.
I thought it into existence. Did you like doing that?
Yes.
She really enjoys it. We both appreciate it.
Quick and easy.
That will hold a slew of remotes, probably.
Oh, so many remotes turned upside down so they don't slide.
Yeah, you know it, dude. Yeah. That's why they make it like that. Did you know that?
Grip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grip buttons.
Why don't they make a backside a little grip?
You would think so. I just put grip tape on mine.
Oh, that's good on wood. You should try it.
Ruined surfaces, turns out. Yeah. You're spot on.
Instead, why don't you just put one of those Velcro pads on each device?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then you can peel it up.
Why don't you fucking try to kickstart that campaign?
Because no one would buy it.
I've invented Velcro.
Yeah, it's putable on things, so fucking buy it.
So there's this really loud thing that sticks together. I made it.
Yeah, mine's extra loud.
Yeah, extra loud fucking Velcro.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. That's like a security measure or some shit. Okay, so what have you been up to, man? You beat Shadow of the Colossus yet?
Yes.
What? On easy?
What? Yeah.
Nice.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, how the fuck else would I beat it?
What, normal?
I mean, it was normal.
That's for casual gamers, it says, usually.
Yeah.
So you just said you beat it on easy.
I mean, no.
Easy and normal? Because I'll give you some props there.
I beat it on...
easy.
Easel.
Easel, it's halfway.
Yeah.
It's like normal minus 0.5.
No, I think I did beat it on easy just because I was like, I'm just trying to have fun with this shit. I ain't trying to prove nothing to nobody.
I'm just trying to fucking get this storyline that I've known.
I just want to live my fucking life.
I feel it, dude.
There's no point. Like what? I'm like, oh, dude, I want to get shook off a fucking Colossus a little more.
Yeah.
Sick.
How did you like the ending?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's so pretty. It's this exact same game. It's just more beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
It's a trippy ending, dude. Anna, we read all this extra fucking expanded universe shit about it.
Oh, where shit. Give it to me, Papa.
Break down the code.
All right.
Then they hack the game, and this dude called, like, WWW Oreo or something like that found that there was originally 64 Colossi.
In the what the huh?
That was the original creator's idea, and he broke it down to 24.
Damn. We would have got eight extra?
Yeah. So there's the level where I think it's Colossi 15.
Ah,
yeah,
that old gem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, him. That one. But he's in a temple And there's 16 fucking columns.
Yes.
But there's room for 24.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. And
are you talking about the temple that you normally start?
No, no, no. It looks like that, though. It's like an outside version of that temple.
Oh, cool.
Where he lives.
Yeah.
But there's also...
Now, do you think they put that in there because they're like, oh, shit, we can't do 24, or they're like, hey,
they
just
took them and put the pillars, just put them down and made them fall.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, did they, or were they just like, well, I want to do 24, let's play my homage to, like, that.
That's all it is, yeah. It's yeah, like, okay. It's the remnants of the original.
I don't know if they
original.
Were like, all right, we started doing this, and turns out we only have money for 16, can't do 24. He's like, what about my temple room that has 24 pillars?
Well, originally there were other colossi fully designed. They had places on the map. There's like,
why the fuck wouldn't they just develop that into the new game?
I don't know, because there's not full content for that shit, so they're like, do we want to just work with what we already have, or do we want to, like, call the original game designers and have them tell us, you know what I mean? Someone's like...
I don't know, that seemed like that would
be... It'd be cool, but that's something... That's deep dig, dude. That's deep dive. Dude, that's I was on the fucking dark web and found this shit,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, I was ordering my acid, and I also stumbled upon the fact that... Yeah, Paul, get off the fucking goddamn wire! This fat fucking cat just wants to play every time we're doing something, don't we? Oh, you're so cute.
Okay, we drove him nuts because we were both kind of cuddling him.
All right, you need to go somewhere else, dude. There you go. Here, just look at me.
Okay, so this is a great way.
Yeah, to enter the podcast.
I don't know why they didn't do shit with it, man. But
George Lucas, that shit, you know,
tricks of it. There's pieces and parts of it in there that if you know how to hack the game, you can get to levels that didn't exist. There's like a whole dam system that you can like fly to, but it's like underneath the map and it's fucking outside the grid of
what
you can go to.
You can fly to somewhere underneath the map that's a dam.
Yeah,
that didn't make any sense,
but it's not under the map, it's built into like the substructure of the game, so where you have to hack the map and then it's laying down below it.
So you've been doing a lot of hacking lately?
No, I just watched a YouTube video or three.
I was on the dark web. No, man, I was watching fucking PewDiePie.
Dude, it's called...
Whatever the fuck his name is.
PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
Yeah, I was watching all my Logan Paul videos and...
Yeah, didn't that dude just get fucked up?
Yeah, yeah, more. More. Uh-huh. Well, he filmed a fucking dead kid in the suicide forest in Japan and laughed about it and shit.
Yeah, that's where... Yeah, he went to the suicide forest and then... Yeah, like...
Yeah, then he got yelled at and fucking fined and he put out a video about...
He got fined?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I heard YouTube just cut ties with him completely.
No, not yet. They took away some of his funding, but he was still getting fucking plays. Then...
Yeah, no, I heard that they were like, no more new videos, and now they're possibly banning his channel as well.
Well, it kicked him off his YouTube show.
You're right, yeah, because they
also
fund that. RedTube?
Yeah. And then he came back and he's like, welcome back. Watch me tase a dead rat.
What the fuck?
Yep. That was in his new video. He was like, just like fucking around in his house. He's like, ew, a rat died in this vase. Give me my taser.
Wow.
And so like, he still has no respect for the dead. And so they're like, no, you're just done now.
Could
bye.
You imagine if you had that much money to
just bye.
You find a dead mouse in here that Paul, you know, smothered with his own yep. fat. Not me, the cat. Yeah. And you're like, hey, Paul, that's human, Paul. Man, this is confusing. Can we go with like, can I start calling him Call and me Paul?
Could have thought of any other word.
Call? Well, it's Cat Paul. Just chop off the P, throw on a C, boom.
Dude, we could have called him like Lazarus or fucking like, you know, Didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo, yeah, because he's a gong, gong.
It's funny.
Gong, gong, every time he walks anywhere. No, he's not.
That's
like
the sex party theme.
What is?
They use a didgeridoo for sex parties and fucking.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Ah, jeez, we're off the rails, Tone. This train's going nowhere.
No,
we're
listen.
Freaking stopped.
What are we talking about?
Where am I? I'm so scared. I have no idea, man. What were we talking about?
Shadow of the Colossus is great. You should play it.
Yeah, Shadow of the Colossus. I've been playing... I started Battlefield 1.
Yeah.
Wow, that game is beautiful. It is very pretty.
It's very pretty. I like the train level.
I haven't gotten that. Yeah, so it's weird. It's like set up into like certain people of World War One, and then it gives them like four or five missions each or something.
Yeah, it's different
like that.
Theaters of war.
Yeah, I really dig that concept. And also when you die, it gives you the year you died in. I was like, man, that's kind of dark.
Yep.
A lot of people actually do
real
do
soldier.
That. But yeah, I'm doing the level where you have to escort the tank.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool. Scouting out camps and shit like that. Like, I'm not going to lie. Battlefield 1, if that's how all the other Battlefields are, I've never really played them, the campaigns, way better than... Call
no,
Duty.
The older ones like Battlefield 3 was like futuristic or like cutting edge.
No,
tech.
No, I'm saying like the like they're
not like that. There was none that were like that.
Not the time placing. I more so meant the like the missions and shit like that. I think the missions are more driven based than Call of Duty. It's like, all right, clear this dude's level, like, you know, clear all the dudes from the level and then proceed. Battlefield 1's like, fucking sneak up and find out what this camp's doing. Do that five times. It's sick. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The campaign.
No,
like,
they're
the
better
at
writing gameplay, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But I did like, I mean, World War II, Call of Duty. I really liked that campaign. I think you played it.
I beat it.
Did you like it?
I beat it. Yeah, I liked it.
I'm like bleeding the fucking stone today, dude.
What are you babbling about?
Oh, man. I'm like, Battlefield 1. You're like, yeah, whatever, dude's game. We played.
What do you want me to say? Agree with you more for 5 minutes?
So, hey,
really right.
Thank you.
It's better writing.
Mm-hmm.
It's better writing because...
Ah, I like this. He's waxing people.
They take time to really indulge in what the true details would have been
for the
day-to-day soldier's life.
Yeah.
As opposed to just saying, kill those AA bunkers.
Yeah.
However the fuck you feel like.
I can't believe they're killing Alcoholic Anonymous bunkers. It's weird.
Anti-aircraft.
Oh, shit.
Stupid. See what I'm dealing with? Why would I want to get in depth? Just talking to a brick wall.
I lose you 3 seconds in.
God. Just drooling, staring at the ceiling.
What's up?
I don't know.
I don't know. We've been playing Halo.
Yeah, I bought it for $10.
Yeah, so what's it called?
Halo.
The one that we got. It's like the remastered version of the Xbox game for 360.
It's 360 Special Anniversary Edition.
Whoa, you're tripping over those words, dude.
Special Anniversary Edition, bitch.
If you were here, everyone, you'd just see a little trickle of blood come out of his nose.
Shut up.
His brain just works
so
hard.
I know things. It's been a long cock of a day.
How come, man? Tell me about it.
It fucking sucked. It's a fucking day of work.
Yeah, I know, but was there
I had fucking bubble gut all day and fucking like...
What would you have bubble gut
hot
from?
Hot snakes and shit.
Would you have bubble gut from?
I don't know. I think all the pistachios I've been eating.
That should block you up, not give you bubble gut.
Well, I think it backfired because I ate it with Cheetos and shit.
I think it backfired.
It was like a reverse effect. Reverse polarity.
Yeah.
Because I've eaten about a metric ton of those in the last week.
I was having diarrhea inside my body.
It was coming out of my nose. I just had a wet fart of a day.
Yeah.
Just not fun. It got colder. It was pretty awesome yesterday at 70 degrees. Now it's 35 and raining, and it's going to be ice warning.
Yeah.
That was 24 hours ago.
Yes, it was.
And then I had to go to work, and my lunch was okay, but everyone was trying to talk to me.
Bologna sandwich?
No, I made that creamy chicken shit in the
crock pot. Wouldn't that be awesome if someone's like in the food court that works there, too, starts calling you bologna? Kind of like fucking...
They find out my name, they're like, little Tony Bologna.
No, I'm saying like fucking... remember, what was it? Andy called Jim Tuna, because he brought a tuna fish sandwich the first day at work.
Oh, yeah, someone...
Yo, Big Tuna!
Tuna.
Could you imagine?
Dude, I don't even like tuna.
You're walking into the... Yeah, I just brought it one day for lunch. It's all I had.
I really like it.
Could you imagine walking into the mall and someone be like, Big Baloney! Like,
we could imagine it. I'd walk right back out.
Oh, my God. I'm going to place myself there one day.
Yeah.
Next to Lids.
Yeah,
the food
dressed
court.
As like an old woman.
Yeah. And you go, Big Baloney, what up?
I'd look around and I just fucking pull my knife out and just slit my throat.
I'm like, oh my God. I think I was a part of the murder of my best friend of himself.
And I go, you wanted this.
Yeah, Big Baloney. All right, sorry, man. I'm sorry you had a bad
yeah,
day.
I thought you were apologizing for calling me Big Baloney.
No, you just like baloney. You like baloney sandwiches. I was going off the office.
I'm doing a little baloney with salami mix now.
Oh, yeah. I have some salami, so please go at it. I have a lot left. It's been like a week or so since I've got it.
I got thick cut.
Oh, really?
Looks like fucking Canadian bacon.
I got the stamp. Jesus Christ.
It's thick, man. It's like prosciutto.
I'm about to say, like, the edges of it where the, like, the casing would be has got to be kind of like, come on.
Oh, you work into it.
Yeah, you got, like, jerky on the outside so fucking thick.
You work into it. It's like cowhide.
Yeah. I have a lot of salami, so if you want some.
Cool.
Probably should be
heard it here, guys. The old salami sharing podcast.
How long do you think salami and pepperoni last?
Oh, dude, those are some rich salted meats, dude. You've got at least 2 weeks on them.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, I don't think pepperoni and salami go bad that quick.
No, man, that's salted meat.
Yeah.
That's like dude, what lasts. The pirates would make that and take it on the ship.
Dude, chip chop ham, though.
Chip chop ham, the greasiest thing known to man.
Honestly, like 2 days, and then you better watch out.
You better watch out.
Your butthole better look around.
It couldn't get any wetter, so it's only going to breed moisture.
Yeah. Chip chop ham's good, though, man.
It's fun. God damn it. Yep. Like, what about roast turkey? Or do you like honey baked turkey?
Roast beef? All right, so have you seen the trailer for Skyscraper?
Yep. It doesn't seem like he could have made that jump with one leg.
Yeah, that, I thought that was
so
funny.
In that angle and that distance.
Did you see the ending of the trailer where like his like fake leg? All right, hold on, let's rewind. Wow, we jumped right into that. It's The Rock, and they build this like giant skyscraper. It's basically like a city that is vertical, correct? That's what he calls it, a vertical city.
Yeah, it's bigger than any building ever made.
Right, but he builds it for like four people. There's jobs in there and everything like that, so you don't really have to leave that center. And then like he's like a security officer that's like really high up in the security world, and he comes in to like kind of be like, yeah, are precautions what we need? And then Die Hard takes place, I'm assuming.
Yeah, he's like, you guys should have done that.
Yeah, and
told
then,
you so.
And then he's the Die Hard, he's the Bruce Willis. I call him Die Hard sometimes.
Yeah, old Die Hard.
And getting too old for this shit. That's a Lethal Weapon.
Oh man,
fucking yippee-ki-yay, mother effer. All right, so
yeah, you mother beeper.
Here, try it.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers. I said it.
I
really
thought you were
going
to drop out, dude. I'll figure it out.
What are you talking about?
I'll figure it out in post.
You know, I went too long.
Huh? Yeah, definitely. I know. That's why I'll just fuck off. That's not going to happen.
Skyscraper, guys. Yeah. We saw a trailer.
I'm not going to lie. It's a cool concept.
Is it? Or is it really already been done?
I've seen Die Hard, yeah.
I need you to turn around and bend over.
Oh.
For me to forcibly insert myself, because that's been done.
Jesus, Lord. Heard it here first. That's what Tony likes to say now.
Some you heard it here first.
Yeah, it's his new catch fucking phrase.
Baloney news. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Bologna says. all right, so I don't know. I felt the trailer was really good up until like the last bit of it, and I was like, okay, this looks super cliche.
It's a very Paul movie.
Action-packed.
Yeah, dude.
Not a
like,
lot of story.
Just like that classic Triple X State of the Union.
I did not like any of the Triple X's. Fuck you. I wasn't stoked for fucking Xander, whatever the fuck.
Xander Cage?
It's probably Xander fucking Fire.
Xander Laser.
Xander fucking Cleated Boot.
Xander Avalanche.
Xander Woodchopper.
Xander... Space Pirate.
The nice. Xander, oh shit. Xander Hammer.
Xander Aragorn.
Xander can beat Frostbite.
Xander cures cancer.
Xander takes cold showers. I'm just thinking about memes about that old-timey guy. It's
Xander's
like,
got four dicks.
Oh, all right, you bested me. All right, so The Titan, have you seen the trailer for this?
A what?
The Titan, have you seen the trailer for this?
What? No, I have not.
Man, you're really offsetting me with all this what and cutting me off. I don't understand.
What did I say?
The Titan, have you seen
I have not, sir.
Okay, right.
No, I have not.
It's got the guy from Wrath of the Titan, Clash of the Titans, obviously. It's like that young upstarter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something Willenberg or some shit like that.
I don't know.
Anyways, it's weird. It's like, okay, well, guess what? The population is going to be half in 10. It's all right. The population is going to be half in 10 years, right? Because we don't have enough to sustain the world that we live on, man.
Perfect.
So what are we going to do? Look up into outer space for some baller-ass planet we can live on. So they start training these soldiers, and they're going to send them to Titan. I'm assuming the moon.
Oh, a moon of Saturn.
Uranus?
No.
I just want to say Uranus, dude.
Yeah.
I actually had no idea. I'm like, the moon of Pluto. Did you stick out as a planet? Anyways. Fucking, so they start, like, giving them, like, super soldier serum, basically, and they're making them superhuman. But halfway through the movie, like, his wife's like, he's changing, like, there's something alive in him, and he becomes, like, alopecia'd out. Like, he doesn't have any hair or anything like that, and then becomes white with, like, a pronounced forehead and has, like, super strength.
And he's on Earth still?
Yeah, and I think they kill his family because they're trying to cover it up. Then he becomes like Punisher, Powder Man.
Wow.
Because he kind of looks like Powder, you know, bald and white.
Okay.
You like Powder.
Mean, that's cool. Yeah, and I do like Powder a lot.
Yeah, Titan it was a weird...
Dude, someone said he's so fucking allergic to electricity.
Nice.
I was like, wait, that's funny.
Struck by lightning, fellas.
It is a moon of Saturn.
Man, you are fucking dialing it back too far. You're grabbing for like, where was I?
What do you mean? No. I've just been focused on the science behind it.
Yeah, so Titan. I don't know. It looked kind of neat. The trailer was weird though. I was like,
does you consider it sci-fi?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, good.
But like, it seems like low budget. I don't want to say low budget sci-fi.
Yeah, you're busy.
Yeah, I'm taking a lot of fucking letters out of these words so I can get through them.
Low budge.
I don't even say science fiction anymore.
You're low budge.
I am. I'm low budge everything. All right. Have you seen the trailer for Spinning Man?
No.
Guy Pierce? Is that the dude from Iron
Man 3? Or Guy Fieri? Guy Pierce? Guy Fieri? Those are the guys I know.
Hold on. These are the guys I know. I know.
Or
these
Guy
are the
Fawkes. Guys I know. Guy Fawkes.
Nice. Yeah. Fucking vendetta, vagina, vernacular, bile.
You got it. You did it.
I'm pretty sure that's like part of the.
He was a poet, but you know.
Vain, veil, virginity.
Yeah, we are all over the V. All
right, so Spinning Man. So I think it's Guy Pierce.
That I like the V.
That was the dude. That was the dude from
Guy Pierce is a bad guy in Iron Man 3. He's got the red dragon on
his
titties.
Yeah, and Prometheus, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. So Spinning Man is him and Minnie Driver.
Oh, she's got a lot of... She's got big head.
Okay.
Yep.
You heard it here. that's on her IMDb. Minnie Driver, known for her giant fucking head. In quotations, is like... Credit, Tony Sansonetti.
Credit, Tony
Sansonetti. Credit, Big Baloney.
Big Baloney.
And it has Pierce Brosnan.
Sounds like a lot of washouts.
Really, you think? You like Guy Pierce.
I like Guy Pierce, and I kind of like Pierce Brosnan when he was younger.
Really?
I don't know if I like him anymore. Is he going to be
like
funny?
Mrs. Doubtfire kind of Pierce Brosnan?
I saw Tim Robbins recently, and I didn't know I liked him anymore.
Then he
played a really good role.
Tim Robbins is great.
I thought he was horrible
in
fucking...
That's Hudsucker Proxy, right?
Of all the Tim Robbins movies, son of a bitch.
It's so weird. That movie sticks with me so much. That's the Hula Hoop movie, right?
Yeah,
the Hudsucker Proxy. Okay. And, dude, to have that in the Rolodex of films, you're like, Tim Robbins. I'm like, the Hudsucker Proxy.
Correct.
If you haven't seen that, check it out. He invents the Hula Hoop. I don't know if he does.
Oh, my God. He, he was also in Shawshank Redemption, a little film. Yeah, a little.
Andy Dufresne crawled through a river of shit.
That's the one. Very quotable compared to Hudsucker Proxy.
Brooks was here. All right, I got it.
Brooks was here.
Favorite line of the movie.
Get busy living.
Anyways, what movie was Tim Robbins in that you liked?
Oh, it was called A Perfect Day. What?
Was it good? That's what you did. You're like, oh, it was called A Perfect Day. Like you got it.
Hang on. Stop, that's gross. I want to punch you in the fucking teeth now.
Right in the choppers.
Make that drip. You'd probably die and it would have that drip noise like of your blood in your throat.
Yeah. And you keep hearing me. My ghost is like,
yeah.
Don't you think the sink's dripping? Bloop. Why don't you like that?
I just want to poke your eyes out.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's the worst. It's the sound I don't like. Like when people don't like throw up.
Oh, like the dry heave.
Yeah.
More
and I'm
so
like
people,
I don't care.
You know the I think you told me this was like people that don't like to hear other people eat. It's like a certain type of like.
Yeah, it's considered a medical
ailment.
Condition.
Yeah.
Just condition.
I got that.
Yeah. I know.
I got me one of those.
I know.
Anyways, go ahead, Tim
That's
Robbins.
That's why I hate eating if you have the movie pause cuz you're like, "Hey, quiet down."
Well, cuz you're
like, I'm like, "I'm sorry, it's a tortilla chip."
I'm like,
I eat with my mouth closed, by the way, people.
It sounds like you're eating peanut butter the whole time.
Stupid asshole.
Smacking your fucking lips.
You're as loud as I am when you're scarfing your food down with your fucking nose an inch from the plate.
Yeah, I don't want to drop anything.
Yeah, sure you don't.
Yeah. Sorry I don't have a fucking built-in table I can set my fucking dinner on.
You're working on it.
Yeah, I am working on it. I just want to be like you.
Yeah, well, good luck. Get yourself a little hockey jersey. You'll look
just
like me.
You don't have a harky jersey.
A harky jersey, maybe?
No. Okay, anyways. Fuck your Tim Robbins. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, man.
Spinning Man.
He's the shit.
Guy Pierce. There's a girl that goes missing and shit. Pierce Brosnan is a detective, and he's like, you don't know if he's planting evidence to like make it look like Guy Pierce.
I think he is.
Because they're like, Guy Pierce goes and talks to a lawyer at some point in the trailer, and he says, hey, do you know like why they think it's me? He's like, well, it's kind of coincidental that you're like around these places, but since there's so many of them, they're not going to ask questions. They're going to plant bombs.
Well, I like the idea of that. That's crazy.
But then Guy Pierce also has this weird thing where he can't remember shit. He's like, we found strands of hair in your car. And he's like, I don't remember that.
That's so really
it's, funny. It's almost like they're planting stuff and they're making him believe it himself. And he's like, I don't know if I did that or not. He's
so
questioning
himself.
So this is
like Memento?
Ish.
Yeah.
But like
that was Guy Pierce.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah, it was. At, oh my God, it's yeah, no, it's called Memento. No,
you know.
But yeah, so I don't know. That sounded kind of neat to me. It was a good, cool trailer-ish.
Rated R, I hope.
I honestly can't remember. Just said coming soon.
That's what she said.
The last thing that I saw was Godzilla 2, King of the Monsters.
Oh, Gojira.
Yeah, that starts filming in May, I believe. And
maybe I'll go see it.
Nice. The Olsen girl, that Elizabeth Olsen, was she in the first
Olsen,
one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and fucking, I have no
Aaron
idea.
Aaron Taylor Paul.
Wow, I think that might be it. It's like three names, and it's definitely Aaron and Taylor are in there for sure.
Yeah.
Kick ass.
I'm so smart.
Both of those people aren't coming back.
Oh.
Awesome, right?
Cool.
And there's no human villain, so there's no one like, I wanted Godzilla to fucking fight these things so I could fucking do this thing over here. So there's none of that.
Good.
But Godzilla's fighting three my fucking monsters in the movie,
I know.
Dude. Which monsters?
I think we got Mothra and Ghidra.
Yep, King. King Ghidra.
And Mechagodzilla.
Nah, Rodan.
Rodan.
And then Godzilla versus King Kong, I think, is slated for 2021.
That'll be fun. Because King Kong will grow up.
Yeah, because they say he's supposed to be like kind of like, what's that called? Adolescent in the movie.
That's so crazy.
And not only that, Godzilla was like just fucking, you can see him from space, I'm pretty
sure. Yeah.
Taller than mountains.
Yeah. Dude's a fat fucking mountain.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any other news or anything like that? I think that's all I have.
Our cat looks like a red Godzilla because he has a tiny head for how much body he has.
That is way true. Did you hear that fucking Andy Serkis's Mowgli rated PG-13 for bloody images and dark blue? Do you know they're making a fucking Mowgli movie?
Why? They already made a Jungle Book.
That's what I thought. I was like, didn't we just see this motherfucker?
Yeah.
But I mean, Andy Serkis, though.
What's he need it for?
I don't know, man. He's
what's
like,
he gonna play fucking King Louis' son?
Fuck it. What's King Louis' song? I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you. Talk like you. How'd you like fucking Chris Walken's rendition of that? I loved it.
It was fine. It was fun.
No, I wanna walk like you. Talk like you.
He's ooh. Like, oh, what does he say? Ooh. He's like, yeah, he does have really cool lines.
Oh, little man cub. I started going into Bane. Hello,
little man cub. Perhaps I was wondering why you would feed me a banana instead of throwing me out of a plane.
Oh, my God. I referred to myself as Fat Bane at work today.
Really? Why?
Because I had my collar popped up, and it's like,
oh, and you're holding
collar.
Your fucking shoulders and shit like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
That's why. Now you understand why now.
So you're not excited for
pretty cool
reference,
Andy. In my
opinion, that was
motherfucker.
I used to talk about Bane on a daily fucking basis. You kidding my ass?
Bitch.
By the way, you remember when we were talking about the Venom trailer
being almost like a fake trailer?
Yeah. Failure. I read Lethal Protector, which the movie's supposed to be based off of, and it's about this is fucked up. It's about this underground city that has gold near it from back in the day. Like, old San Francisco got blown to bits and then fell down from an outside country that had people here. They wanted to do a disaster so that the people revolted, and then they would invade America, old America.
Okay.
So, old San Francisco's down below town and shit like that. Venom, after fucking fighting Spider-Man and all that bullshit, goes to San Francisco to start a new life. He's like, I'm going to help people because I want to protect them. I don't want to be bad anymore.
Yeah.
And he finds, but no one will fucking give him room or anything like that because they know him as a serial killer, as Venom. Because Eddie Brock and Venom are the same thing, obviously.
Yeah.
And so he finds this town and he goes there and they kick him out too. Now, these people are trying to, there's like gold near it. So they're trying to blow up this town, this corporation, like the life something. And that's what people think that he's in the movie. Like when he's like getting tested and stuff like that, he's part of the Life Corporation. But the Life Corporation, I can't remember what it's called. Makes 5 symbiotes from Venom to protect this new town that they're building with the gold that they're going to find.
Yeah.
So that's the premise of the movie. So you might get the 5 other symbiotes with Venom in the movie as well.
Like Carnages?
Yeah, kind of, but they're not Carnage. They're just different ones. They're supposed to be like volunteer people that get the symbiote suited on them, and then they protect the people around the town. Weird, right?
Well, it could be cool. I haven't seen any of that.
Well, yeah, no, I read the series, and Jesus Christ, if they do Venom like the comic, he was douchey. He sucked.
He was douchey.
Yeah, it was not good, man. Fucking, oh, okay, so Andy Serkis is going to play Baloo in, Jungle Book.
Yeah,
or
why not?
Not Jungle Book, Mowgli. Yeah, dude, right after fucking Bill Murray just did it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's very weird.
Very odd. I think that's all I have for news, man. You got anything else you want
to talk
about?
No, I'm good. I'm great. I'm gravy.
Groovy, groovy tone. All right, let's hop into genre five. We did genre five. Torture scenes. All right, hit me with your first
one. Yeah, worst torture scenes. What?
Worst, more, most memorable, whatever.
Most memorable or like most cringy.
Yeah, sure.
Cringeworthy. The rape and burning in Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah, it's an awful one.
I don't like that one.
No, that sucks.
And yeah, it's just gory.
Yeah, it's well the whole
and rough.
Yeah, the whole fucking like that whole sequence is just fucking awful. I remember
that's
seeing
a gut wrenching piece of filmmaking.
We talk about Hills Have Eyes a lot
I
more.
I love
than,
it.
Yeah, you do.
Normal people don't talk about Hills Have Eyes as much. It's an accomplishment.
Do you remember the case I had with the fake blood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rub it around.
Yeah, that was cool. My first one is Hostel, the Achilles tendon scene.
Slice.
Oh, motherfucker. That still makes my
he's
fucking
like, go
skin
ahead.
Crawl.
Go,
yeah,
go
he's
home.
Like, yeah, he's like, run.
You can go.
Hostel, that first movie fucking, that was Eli Roth, right?
Yeah.
That movie fucking rocked. So good. I haven't watched it in years, but I don't even know if I want to, because it was so rad and such an awesome premise when I first got the fucking, like,
he
the
was
trip.
In it. And he is a horrible, annoying character.
Yeah, he's in a few of his movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes doing that.
What else you got?
I also got Audition.
Yeah, I kept seeing this like on like lists and stuff because I like to see what other people think. But yeah. Audition, yeah, there was a scene on there that kept coming up constantly. And like, oh, it was the Itchy Man or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like a fucking a suspension scene, which I don't know if I can handle. Anyways, go ahead. Suspension scene, meaning that they have the hooks in the back.
Yeah, all the hooks in the hanging. This is one where she slowly cuts a leg off with piano wire.
That's what it was called, piano wire. That's fucked.
Yeah. It is memorable. Like it's a very slow scene. Slow. Comparatively to how quick it should have been.
I think one of the huge parts for me, this is going to sound dumb as hell, but for like these types of scenes is when they go like super close up or they have it look so believable that it's happening that you can't get yourself out of it and just say like, this is a movie, this is fake.
Yeah.
And then the screaming and shit like that.
That noise.
That kills
like,
me.
Noise of yeah. like puncture.
Or like squishing brains
yeah.
and shit. Yeah.
I hate that
shit. You know
shit.
What to do for squishing brains?
No, probably something cool like put their hands in mashed potatoes.
Pasta. Yeah. Yeah, think about it. Like fucking like they get like a cheesy pasta.
Yeah, oil or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My next one is American Crime. The whole movie, it sucks.
Oh, it's really funny you say that because I wrote Girl Next Door, Blowtorch.
Oh, okay. Well, American Crime had so much shit in it.
Yeah.
Dude, the ending to American Crime is. Have you seen that movie?
I have.
Dude, the ending
with
of that
Ellen
movie.
Page?
Yeah. It's so yeah, and she was in fucking oh god damn it.
Hard candy.
That came up a lot in torture scenes.
Castration.
Well. But an American Crime is like this little girl gets dropped off by her parents to stay with this lady, which is the do you know her name?
No, but it's based off true events. Same with Girl Next Door.
Yeah. And
it's the same story.
She was
told twice.
Oh, okay. She was in fucking 40-Year-Old Virgin. She was the love interest. That's the mom.
Yeah.
And she's fucking horrific. Her name's Gertie in the movie. She's fucking horrific. This movie fucking sucks. It's really good, but it sucks to watch.
It's a really depressing adolescent story.
Oh, I loved America. The ending is fucking awesome.
Yeah. Same thing with the Girl Next Door. They just keep this girl in a basement and rape and torture her for like months.
That's
until she starts dying slowly.
Yeah.
And then they blowtorch her fucking vagina. Like,
yeah. That's the same, that exact story, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Different incarnations of it, but yeah.
That's wild. I've never seen that one.
It's...
Which one's more horrendous? You've seen both.
That one? It's gorier.
Hmm.
It's, like, more exploitative of it.
Now, which one do you like more?
I don't know. I like them both kind of the same. Like, they really are both really good for different reasons.
Okay. Saw 2, Needle Pit.
Oh, the heroin needles.
That fucking... I think they were like HIV needles or some such shit. But yeah, that fucking sucks. I hate thinking about it. Oh, I hate that scene so much.
She's got a lot.
And there's a lot of raw Saw scenes, but like that one is just fucking... It hurts your brain to try to conceive of what that would feel
there's
like.
There's a scene in Way of the Gun that did that to me, where he jumps into the pit and you hear him scream and it's glass on his arms.
Yep, I remember that completely.
And he pulls his arms up and it's just like 25 pieces of glass. Same thing with her arms, like just... 25 fucked up needles.
Yeah, but the needles, I think they were glass vials too, so she's also... It's like
it's the
worst of both worlds.
Yeah, it's the worst of it all.
Go ahead.
Next on my list is...
Shut up.
The ear slice in Reservoir Dog.
Yeah, that came up on a lot of lists as well.
That's fun.
I got Hellraiser, the last scene.
Oh, the hanging.
Where brother Frank gets fucking pulled apart by hooks.
Yeah.
And before he's like, Jesus wept. And then fucking explodes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. The fucking gore in that movie doesn't look that great, but that part's rad.
Yeah, that part. They put all the budget into that.
Yeah, but I love that first two Hellraisers. I fucking absolutely love.
Oh. They're okay.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know, the Cenobite characters and what they are, and what I guess it's more so like the it's, yeah, I guess you're right, the movies are kind of shitty, but what
the
they're
lore
about
behind it's awesome.
It's incredible. Yeah,
the idea that like Pinhead is like, I don't know, that he was like, called takes people to hell, like
he was called Untitled Cenobite.
It's so crazy.
Like Pinhead was like after the movie came out and people just started calling him that. That's how, yeah, he got that name. Yeah, well, even in the book they don't call him Pinhead. They don't even really describe him as Pinhead either.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. I just reread The Hellbound Heart this past week or some shit. But yeah, that book holds the fuck up, and it's so quick. I really wish you would read it.
Well, I want to read the other one.
Yeah, I know, but read this one and then read The Scarlet Gospel. I don't know. It's cool.
Why do you have to read them in that order?
Well, because that's how they take place.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, so read American Vampire.
Oh, how far are you in that?
Like halfway.
Through the first book?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It's not that... I mean...
I don't have an hour. I'm fucking busy,
man. I'm about to say, that first volume can't even take like an hour. It'd probably like fucking 40 minutes.
No, I like to read... Dude, I read comics very different than you. You just speed through them. You give them no thought whatsoever. It's just like churning in your little like blender of a brain.
No, I just told you the whole...
I analyze them like an artist.
I told you the whole... Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Fucking, I see the art. Yeah. I feel...
Yeah.
The emotion.
Yeah, me, the schlup reader.
Yeah, just blindly reading. Done.
Oh, cool. All right. Fuck it. I get it. Venom wins. That was my fucking...
I read the last page.
Dude, but the Hellraiser comic book, I have a few of those. You should check that out. Because Christy Cotton, the girl from the original Hellraiser, and
yeah,
the first two.
She was hot.
She comes back and tries to distort... they're called like Lemacards configurations. It's like Lemacards. I thought it was Lament, but it's Lemacards because just reading it.
Lemacard.
But she tries to kill all these creations with her friends that have also met the Cenobites. And so they go around the world trying to find these things and destroy them. She ends up switching spots with fucking Pinhead like halfway through the run, and she becomes the fucking Hell Priestess.
Ooh.
And she's now a Pinhead, like Christy Cotton from the first. It is... so fucking cool. If you like Hellraiser at all, I highly recommend this comic.
Fucking comics.
Yeah, I think it was Boom. Well, I have them. I don't know. You can get your own. I mean, they're all fucking bagged and boarded and shit.
What?
Bagged and... I might have them on a computer. I can throw them to you for that. Comic reader,
I'm
dude.
Getting it free.
All
either
right.
way.
Yeah, for sure.
I have Manga Reader.
What's your last one? Manga Reader.
Shut up.
It reads fucking backwards, dude.
Oh, I don't know how to read.
Just like fucking real manga.
It's still fucking left to right, top to bottom, dickhead.
Group words to make sentences. Sentences to group paragraphs.
You see what I'm saying? It's still the same thing. You're just flipping the page the other way.
It's still left or right, but you just flip the page the other
yeah.
way?
Yeah.
That's fucking dumb. Why?
It's so Japanese, dude.
Yeah, but why?
Don't question the samurai.
I thought it was written completely backwards. Like, you had to read in America.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
In America,
yeah,
you
have to read through a mirror.
Yeah, exactly. You had to have
yeah,
a hold of
red
mirror.
Rum. What's it say? Give me my mirror.
Oh, no. It's murder.
My last one is just the entire movie of Martyrs.
Yeah, that was on the list, too. Yeah, you fucking speak very highly of that movie.
Well, in the worst ways. It's,
yes.
Really fucked up. Fucking mortifying.
My last one, this was a close one, because my honorable mention is True Romance.
Oh, yeah.
At the end where fucking James Gandolfini beats the living fuck out of her while,
yeah.
like, Christian Slater's, like, gone, like, trying to do shit.
Yeah.
That is heartbreaking to watch and just so fucked up.
I hate it.
It's relentless, too.
Yeah.
And then she... spoilers, beats him to death. Oh, it's awesome. And then
very good revenge.
Yeah, definitely. That like because that scene's so rough to watch, but once you get to that part, you're like, all right, cool. Quentin, wasn't that a Quentin movie?
No, he wrote it.
Okay, right on. But he's very good about showing something horrendous and then that person getting the fucking like one up on the other one.
Oh yeah.
That's and then,
like his thing.
But my actual fifth one is not from a movie.
Oh, totally fucked the list up.
No, I said scenes. So scenes can be from plays.
Christ on a cracker.
Or TV shows.
Plays? What, Hamlet?
No, it's it wasn't from a play. I'm just saying that could be a thing if you wanted it to. Like, my favorite fucking movie song. It's actually not the movie version of Rent, but the Broadway version of Rent.
Shut the fuck up.
It's Walking Dead, Glenn, the death in the comic, not this TV show. I never saw that. Because, like...
Is that when, where he talks, like, fucking, like...
Yeah, he can't make words anymore, yeah. And fucking... Who's...
Negan?
Negan points his bat at him, and he goes, Rick, your fucking friend's fucking retarded. Look at him. And one of his eyeballs is out of his skull.
Yeah.
It's the most heinous shit I've ever, like, seen. That's, like, one of my most... That sticks with me so hard. And that was a comic book in black and white.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was insane, right? Kirkman fucking killed it on that.
Robert, good job.
Fucking wow! What a eventful and depressing genre five that was.
I know. My bad.
No, yeah.
That's what I do, man.
Let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. First up, I finished RoboCop.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. I give it.
I know you did.
I give it like six deep impacts.
You so want to bang? It's not amazing. You want to bang Joel Kinnaman?
Is that his name?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, no, I like it for a lot of reasons. Well, it's nowhere near as good as the first one, obviously. That was lightning in a bottle.
Right.
And I really felt like they did a lot of disservice to the villain. They didn't make him anything. They concentrated on Michael Keaton and the Rorschach, like, the whole time. That was basically, like, the only two people that they were trying to villainize in the movie. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's why I say, like, six. Like, there's a lot of cool parts to it. And I hate that they gave him the fucking douchey black suit.
Yep.
For the like big part of the movie, but then at the end they show him in the cool suit, the original, and at the beginning they show him in the fucking, the whole movie that takes place. It's just that.
It is, I have to rewatch it. Where'd you watch it?
I got it on Blu-ray. You can watch it in your room.
Okay.
We don't have a Blu-ray player downstairs yet.
We're going to, one day, baby.
Just buy another PS4.
Oh, baby. Okay.
Or Xbox One, whatever, dude.
Whatever I fancy.
I was thinking about bringing my Xbox One downstairs because you can get the whole Halo like package.
Yeah.
And then for like all revamped and shit, because Halo 2 doesn't exist on Xbox 360, like looking as good as the Halo that we're playing. So might do that. I don't know.
So that'd be really cool, dude. You heard it here, guys.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Fuck off.
Go ahead. I'm saying like now I'm holding you to it.
I'm fucking angry, dude. Go.
At what?
I'm kidding. I'm not.
He's not angry. He doesn't know how to fucking be angry at the coolest dude on earth.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm fucking awesome.
You said asshole wrong.
I didn't say asshole wrong. I said it just right. It's fucking Tony rules. How do you spell asshole? Tony.
T-O-N-Y.
I saw... Oh, no, that's the ones for the podcast. I saw Drunk Stone Brilliant Dead, which is about David Kenney and all the guys who made National Lampoon's. I had already watched that other National Lampoon's movie about David Kenney, and it's kind of
boring. The Netflix original one.
Yeah, I give it like 5 stars. It wasn't... What was it called?
Like a strange and like astute slap futile, in the face?
Yeah, a futile gesture.
Joke.
Yeah.
Jokesters.
They think they're funny with their words.
So, what'd you think of it?
Oh, 5 out of 10. It wasn't, like, watchable again.
Was it documentary style?
It was.
Okay.
But it had, like, cool footage. Like, I like seeing those dudes in the 70s. Like, that was a kind of a crazy crew of people.
Yeah. And you were mentioned the last time when we talked about it. You're like, I would like to live then.
Yeah, I'd have been good at it.
And then I was like, well, do you think if you're like, fat people existed then?
And I was like, yeah. And I was like, I would get a trade job.
Yeah, I was like, I wasn't saying that they didn't, man. And I also wasn't saying that you'd be fat either. So that's not where I was going, man.
Just reliving my best memories.
I watched Legend with Tom Hardy and Tom Hardy.
Yeah, I'd seen it.
Oh, Legend is the shit, dude. I love that fucking flick. Watch with subtitles if you don't really do London accents well. Not London.
Yeah.
Fuck off. That was the cat. English accent well. It's very Cockney-ish to me.
Yeah.
But I thought what was cool was that fucking Tom Hardy, like when he's playing the sane brother, has like a higher register of his voice. And then when he plays the fucking insane one, the paranoid schizophrenic, he has the Bane voice.
Yeah. He's very, a skull cake, mom.
Yeah, it's, oh my god, if you like Tom Hardy, fuck, this movie's for you.
When he walks out, he's like, fucking pitiful, like, out the bar, like, when he's mad at the crew, he's like, must be a fucking fight!
Yeah.
Like, that's one of my favorite scenes in that whole movie.
One of my favorite scenes was Tom Hardy fighting Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
That whole, like, exchange with them and shit like that. And then, like, he's like, ow, you hurt me. Like, the first time the twins actually, like, fought each other. But, yeah, it's based on a true story. One huge thing, though, is that the paranoid schizophrenic twin is homosexual in the movie.
Yeah.
And he says it after every fucking thing. It almost in like an intimidating way, because back then that was not accepted whatsoever. Yeah. But he says it to them like, I don't give a fuck. Like, even to like the fucking Italian mafia that come and meet them and shit and trying to make London into like little Las Vegas.
Yeah.
He, I guess in real life, he kept that completely secret. Never said shit about it.
Okay.
So I thought that was kind of weird. Like,
why even?
Yeah. Why add that huge part? Because that's a very big part of the movie. Yeah. A very big theme.
Probably
because
that's more. It's a more popular thing to add.
That's what I thought
filled
too.
The movie.
But honestly, I thought it was really fucking cool. Yeah. Paul's trying to hop in that fucking shelf right there. Can you give him a little? Yeah. Hit him with a trash can. Oh, wow.
Gotcha, you big fat turd.
He didn't even run out of the room. God, he's no. Like, oh, something touched me. I love it.
Yeah. I'm going to give him some pets because I feel bad a little.
But yeah,
love
Legend.
You.
I give Legend like an 8.5. Like, I thought it was fucking dope. But I'm actually a real huge fan of Tom Hardy. So.
Yeah, so am I. He's hot.
Dude, the Reverend. Yeah. Fucking sane. Dude, Peaky Blinders, he's amazing. Fucking Dunkirk played Bane in a plane. He's just awesome. Bane himself. What's that one movie where he plays his dick's out like the whole movie?
Oh,
Bronson.
Bronson.
Yeah. More like Johnson, you know what I'm saying?
Johnsonville.
Yeah, fucking uncut fucking dude up here. Hanging out with
the uncut British dude all over the screen.
Dude, honestly, that whole movie, she's like, look at my cock.
Yeah.
Look at it. Now I'm going to fist fight you. Like, it's just insane, dude. He's like, look at my dick. Now I'm going to punch you in the face.
That kind of skyrocketed him.
Yeah.
So brave.
What else you got, dude?
I watched Serpent in the Rainbow. Mm. I bought this gem for $5.
I watched some of it with you too.
Yeah, Serpent in the Rainbow is all about the occult, like voodoo shit in Haiti, and it's filmed on location in Haiti and based off true events of that time. And there's a lot of scenes that go from 0 to 100. You're just walking around the streets of fucking Haiti, and the next you're just tripping balls with snakes coming out of your eyes and shit.
Yeah, I was about to
say, goes out of nowhere.
Yeah, and that is like it's Wes Craven movie too, right?
Yeah,
yeah, Bill Pullman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a weird flick.
Yeah, for sure not a standard, like,
doesn't he get, like, a nail through his scrotum?
Yeah, fucking drive a nail through his dick, and he's like, yeah, it's...
No, scrotum.
Oh, scrotum. And he's like, yeah, it's fine. I'm staying.
That's so insane.
Yep.
Oh. Could you imagine the tip of the nail started to be, like, you know, like, set on your scrotum, like, before they hammer it? Like, the fucking terror that would go through your mind?
Do you think it's just through the skin or through the nut?
No, he said scrotum, that's why, like, it wouldn't, like... actually, like, do anything. It just would fucking suck and send a huge message. He said that in the movie.
Oh, okay.
That part I was paying the fuck attention to.
Yeah,
I was like,
anything
so
about nuts or dicks.
No,
yeah, listen up.
Dude, no, he was like, he just gets thrown out of a car with a bloody fucking crotch and, like, white tighties.
Yeah, he does. It just falls over.
Yeah, and so, like, I'm like, what the fuck happened? He was like, no, don't worry. It was just a scrotum. Like, he says that. That's a line of dialogue.
Don't have to worry about me. Just the nut skin.
I think he says it to the girl, too.
Probably. He says everything to her.
Yeah, he's like, fucking don't worry. Fucking ship shape in the old dick apartment. But,
that's
the
so
old
weird.
Dick apartment department.
It's a... weird movie.
It's odd.
But it's fucking, it's a lot of occult. If you enjoy, like, them
not,
talking about that shit.
I don't think that cool of a occult. I don't know. I didn't
no,
think that,
I like
the
Ninth
in-depthness.
Gate shit way more.
Well, yeah, because they go into the lore of it. That's what both of us love, dude.
We
the
love
lore.
Hard lore, dude.
Yeah. Our lore and savior.
We're lornatics.
Yeah, dude. I got it. There, man. No, I love when they just give you, like... something like, wow, that's fucked up, and like, this is why it's like that.
That's why it's kind of crazy you didn't dig Bright. Like, Bright talks about so much shit
you
have to think
about.
No, you
read about Bright.
But you see it in the movie, too.
Dude, Bright...
You didn't watch it.
I did.
You watched it with blinders.
No, I didn't. I enjoyed the movie for what it was, but at the same time, I was like,
Oh, sorry, I bumped the table. I mean, it's like, there's lots of lore there, dude.
There's lots of lore left after the movie that you can find on the fucking internet.
Oh, yeah,
not
I
in
found
the
it on
movie.
The internet. It was badass.
Once we get to the ritual, I will say there that, like, they gave you more information in fucking 3 minutes than Bright did the entire fucking movie.
Ooh, let's talk about that.
Not yet.
Hurry.
Stop.
Hurry.
Oh, jeez.
I like it.
All right. Weird guy you are.
I'm a fucking freak.
Do you have any more weekly recommendations?
Yeah, I got more. All right.
What
dude.
Do you give fucking Black Snake Moan?
Serpent in the Rainbow, idiot moron.
Hey, there was colors and snakes. So.
Yeah, you're simple. I give that a 7 out of 10. It's a fucking fun.
7?
Yeah.
I don't know. From what I saw, I'll give it like a 6.
You didn't see much.
I saw like the first hour of it.
30 minutes.
Bill Pullman fucking not doing dick on screen, but looking like a douche.
He did look douchey.
Dude, he's not good in it.
It's young, everyone. It's old movies.
What would you give Hellraiser?
4.
That's what I'm saying. Fucking Serpent in the Rainbow don't deserve that.
Maybe
I
give her a 6, okay? Give her a 6.
You.
I call her a 6.
All right. I know you're so into fucking Haitian voodoo, you fucking weirdo.
You're weird. Shut up. I watched the
I'm
Hurt.
Like, ow, my arm. Hey, ow, my arm. Ow, my arm. You have a little doll over there you're poking.
Fucking stab a nail through your scrotum.
Tony in the Rainbow, more like it. Go ahead.
I watched
Why was it called Serpent in the Rainbow? Rainbow.
Because the serpent represents Earth and the rainbow represents the heavens, and it's all about like
What's
Earth and heavens coming together. Yeah.
Okay. I did see that at the beginning of the fucking movie. So they never elaborated on that?
Evil. No. It's the theme, man. It's overlapping.
Pro fucking seed. All I'm saying is that As Above, So Below elaborated on that so much more. It was a way cooler movie.
Well, it's a way newer movie with way more fucking thought, probably.
Original RoboCop isn't that new, and it's fucking awesome. Terminator 2, boom. Casablanca.
You don't know anything about what the last one is.
I know. I like calling it Casablanca. Bitch, like I have no idea.
Casablanca.
Like Casablanca. Good.
I also saw Hurt Locker. It's got your boy Jeremy Renner, because watch a Jeremy Renner movie almost every week.
Yep. If it's not Wind River.
Oh my fucking God, that's Jason Bourne.
Yeah, Wind River you really enjoy.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Can't get enough of her, dude.
That's so weird that I introduced you to like a
movie
that's
it's one of my classics. Yeah. That's up there with like almost with There Will Be Blood and
Goodfellas.
No Country. Yeah. Departed. Gangs of New York.
Wall-E.
Oh, God, I'm getting so hard.
Yeah, you are.
That was a hot list.
Look at it.
It was a hot list. I saw Hurt Locker.
I said Wall-E at the end.
I know you did. And I was like, I'm not fucking.
That's a hot list.
Not dragging it back down to with him. I give it a 7.5 out of 10. I really like Hurt Locker.
Yeah, that's a fucking sick flick.
It's really, it's pretty realistic, because, like, that dude would rather be at war.
Wasn't that kind of like how American Sniper was, too?
No, Chris Kyle wanted to, I don't know.
I think it was.
Yeah, he's happier there. Yeah, there probably was a
theme. I think he, like, goes back, too.
Yeah.
Just has, like, the highest body count, and this dude has, like, the highest, like, bomb count.
Do you want to know something about the SEAL teams?
I would love to.
U.S. Navy has.
They couldn't enter Iraq because they're SEAL teams.
Not about that. Shut up.
They entered through bathtubs and faucets.
Never mind. What the fuck's the point? It's like, maybe someone cares out there, but in the room it feels so dead.
Go ahead. What's up?
They called them SEAL Team 6, and it's clever because it was to throw off the fucking enemies from knowing how many SEAL teams they actually had. There were really only 4 SEAL teams.
Oh, so they kind of like Trojan horsed them.
Yeah, thinking they had 8 or 9 SEAL teams, they really only had like 3 or 4 or something.
Oh, but why wouldn't they call them like, hey, SEAL team fucking 1 billion?
That sounds a little fucking retarded.
All right, I'll go down 1,000.
Okay, maybe they did. I don't know. I don't know what their cap was.
Like SEAL team fucking 1 to the 4th power.
God damn it. You got what I was saying. You got it. You figured it out, right?
I don't know, man. That is cool. I like that a lot. I
hate you.
Did you know that Return of the Jedi was called Blue Harvest?
Yes.
We both got facts.
Jesus.
What now, dude?
What now, bro?
You see anything else?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What have you been doing?
I've watched the movie A Perfect Day.
Ah.
With
I was watching A Perfect Circle the other day on YouTube. I
bet you were.
Good.
It's good. Benicio Del Toro and Tim Robbins.
Okay.
Tim Robbins is awesome in it.
Yeah.
Fucking really cool character. I relate with him a lot.
Hudsucker Proxy, right?
Shut the... Hudsucker. Yeah. Day the Earth Stood Still, Tim Robbins.
Wait, what?
Or what is it? War of the Worlds.
Okay, I was like, he War was not Worlds. In... Keanu Reeves?
No. I'm talking about Tom Cruise.
Isn't that Jaden Smith, too? It's like Jaden Smith and Keanu Reeves fight back.
Oh, yeah.
The day
the Earth
stood still.
And Jennifer Connelly's like, don't die. Yeah. Don't die.
God, that movie fucking blows.
Don't die. And he's like, the dust is coming.
Oh, God. The only cool part was that fucking dude walking down and like, laser beam eyes, I'm Cyclops from the X-Men. But that was the only cool part.
Klaatu was the name of Keanu Reeves.
Know that.
Yeah.
Wait, that was, Klaatu was the name of Keanu Reeves' character?
Yeah, Klaatu.
Was he the alien ship?
Yeah, he was with the alien ship. He was with the robot, big robot.
Klaatu.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I think so. Let's see.
I believe you.
Well, I just, yeah, I kind of want to look it up. Yeah, Klaatu.
I just don't really remember that fucking movie that well. I just remember that, like, he was like, oh, no, like, come with me. Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, no, he's a boring
character. Watch out
character.
For that fucking
and then
robot.
Gort.
Oh. Gort, yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
You're done.
That was a dope scene.
And in that version of it, he turns to dust.
We turn to dust. Misfit song.
Fucking A, dude.
The final words I pulled.
Do
we
want to keep this going? Like, we should probably move the train.
What's up?
You're derailing it.
Oh, jeez. Tony hasn't eaten yet.
Oh,
I'll say it.
He's
I'll
hungry
fucking say
for
it.
Some fucking protein.
Throw me under the bus.
Throw me under the bus. I'll eat it. A Perfect Day is all about the fucking, the Bosnian conflict, and these dudes are like relief aid workers, but they're just sort of dug in. They're kind of fucking like grizzled, shitty. Nothing really ever gets done, but they have this life that's there. They're like, dude, war is life. Like, we just chill here. We hustle. We try to make little shit happen. Nothing ever really happens, but we never, ever want to leave. I love, dude. Paul's sitting as sweet as I usually sit, all lounged back with it to the side and looking at him through the fucking like bar that holds the mic, because I'm bad as fuck and I don't care if he can't see my face.
The whole time while he was talking.
And he sits upright like a dickhead who's fucking taking his SATs.
SATs, yeah. I'm sure you did well on them.
Oh, I aced them.
Well, yeah, life skills. We didn't even have to take them.
Yeah, yeah, no. It was called a GED.
No, I'm a GED.
So you got?
No, I got a fucking diploma from Akron City Schools.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, man, I'm legit.
Let's stop bragging about our higher education, like high school.
I was so set for life that they didn't even have to give me an SAT.
Right on.
You know what I'm saying?
You're living in a house with me.
Yeah. Where are you at?
Set as can be.
Me too.
Just saying, we're both set. I guess.
Yeah, I'm comfortable.
Great.
Money-wise, I mean.
I'm as comfy as Paul. Oh, you're not comfy in your chair, leaning back like
I'm comfy in my chair.
Dude, you look like a fucking, West Coast rider, dude.
Yeah, hold up. Hey.
What's the rest of the lyrics?
Not gonna do that. That was Nate Dogg, and he's not white-friendly for singing, I mean. You know, I don't want to
He's not replicatable.
He is, just not for me, you know.
Right.
Why don't you right. hash it out? You know the lyrics. Hold up.
I've never heard that song.
I'm passing the puck right now.
Passing the puck.
Take it, dude.
Yeah, but I just don't know the song.
All right, anyways. Never heard it. You're derailing this whole show. All right, so do you have any other weekly recommendations?
Yeah, I saw...
For fuck's sake, you have nothing to do.
I'm a fucking loser. And Paul's too busy playing. No, what he's saying is he forgot to mention the 10 hours of PUBG that he puts in.
No, I've only...
Every week.
I've played two.
Every week.
I played 2 hours.
You have 3
hours.
Days off a week. Who's saying what now?
What do you mean?
Look at me. Why can't you watch this much?
Oh, no. I've been playing
three
Battlefront
days
1.
Off a week.
Not Battlefront. Battlefield 1. And then I also beat the Battlefront 2.
So you're explaining that you've used all your movie time on video games.
That... Some other stuff.
Nope.
Got
nothing
an oil
else.
Change, tire rotation, went grocery shopping
well, that's
sometimes.
An hour and a half out of the week.
Hanging out, playing fucking board games.
Oh, I'm
cards.
So, I'm so sorry that you have to put in 40 hours of card games.
Yeah. I'm a working man.
So I use my time wisely and help the podcast grow by watching more films.
Go ahead.
Selflessly.
Yes.
Selflessly. It's a documentary called Water and Power. It's kind of boring. It's about the water crisis in California and how, like, Chinatown, the movie with, what's his fucking face? Jack Nicholson.
Yep.
Jack Nicholson.
Mm-hmm.
Was based off of that. And it's been going on for, like, 40 years. And, like, they just kind of, like, monetize water. They don't really care about people.
Bitches.
Yeah.
What do you give it?
I give it a 5 out of 10.
What else got?
That's it.
Oh, thank
actually.
Christ. Oh, no. He took me for one, guys.
I'm just kidding.
That so, brings us into...
Oh, that's so, Test the maybe, Tony.
Test
I flow the show. I made the flow.
All right, so we watched Meet the Fockers.
That was so much fun.
I watched this. I know.
Are you?
Yeah, great time.
Are you being sarcastic?
Not at all.
Are you getting hangry?
What do you mean? No.
A little hungry, angry?
No, beer makes you unhangry.
Oh. Well, I've been just sipping on this really shitty water.
What's in your other...
It was tea. It was caffeine tea.
I was about to say, it looks like there's like fucking...
Oh, I over-brewed it.
Dirty piss in there.
Nope, it's caffeine tea.
I was wondering why you're carrying that around.
It's not dirty piss, though.
Yeah, I started calling DPT. Dirty piss tone.
Shut up, Paul. Oh, Cat Paul. I don't want to hear it either.
He liked it.
Yeah, he did.
It was a good joke. Fuck. All right. Speaking of fuck, Meet the Fockers.
Yeah, Meet the Fockers.
Holy
man.
Shit. What did you think about this?
Man, this movie is so creative.
How much do you like Meet the Parents?
I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Not at all?
A little bit. It's kind of funny. It has much more. It's almost like Austin Powers versus Austin Powers, like the second one.
Oh, God. I can't remember.
The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Was that the second one?
Yeah. And then
Goldmember was Goldmember the third. Was the third.
It's like it's Matrix and Matrix Reloaded. It's just. The tragedy of sequels.
Yeah. Oh, fucking a big one. I kept thinking of Hangover.
Yeah.
Because they're like, here's the same fucking movie.
Just reversed.
And now, reversed. Wacky parents instead of the ones that are all stand-up-ish. Jesus Christ. It's so weird. Like, when I see shit like this and I'm like, I feel like I could make a movie.
Well, I feel I'm being pandered to. Like, I feel like they're spoon-feeding me baby food.
Someone that, like, wrote the movie is like, fuck you little dumb hobbit.
I know. And they're like, I will have you. And I go, you could come try me, dude.
They're like, no, I just bought you as a human.
I would probably
like, wait,
figure
what?
Out your plan because you're basic as fuck.
Doubt it. They're probably actually really smart. They're like, we understand how to make billions of dollars.
Well, then in that term.
Yeah.
But I can call out the fucking plots and movies pretty well.
You sure can. Tony lifted one finger. Has to be like,
I hear. I say. I give it a 4 out of 10. It's boring.
Yeah, I was about to say, even 3. Like, the little kid,
asshole. Yep. Didn't need any of it. And he's like, no, don't say that, dude.
Little Jack, that whole concept of the movie, fucking Robert De Niro. How do you think he feels being in that movie?
It has to be a paycheck. It can't be satisfaction.
Do you think that's like Ice Cube, like when he's making like fucking like We're Almost There?
What's the other one he did?
Are We Almost There Yet?
No, not that him.
Ice Cube?
There's a
Emilio Estevez?
It's about him going to a therapist. It's about a gangster going to a therapist. I think it's Robert De Niro. Analyze this.
Oh,
and then analyze that with Billy Crystal.
Yeah, but Billy Crystal's in both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, these are piles of shit. And why is Robert De Niro doing this?
I never saw those.
Analyze this and that, like Lisa Kudrow's in it, and like
I remember Analyze This was like a big hit.
It's the same thing. It's like it's almost like I saw it coming from De Niro. I'm like he has the potential of making fucking garbage, but he also is.
What's your
phenomenal.
Favorite De Niro role?
Probably Godfather or Raging Bull or Taxi Driver or Heat. What are yours?
Meet the Fockers, Meet the Parents.
Analyze this, that. Never saw him.
Love him in it, though.
The previews are solid.
Just fucking. Was he in Casino?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Just a bit.
Yeah, I think it's
Casino,
my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's my favorite one.
All right.
That's my favorite Joe. My cousin Vinny's like up there. I think, no, Casino's my favorite Joe Pesci, too. I think both of them in that movie are fucking perfect.
Oh, no. Casino with Joe Pesci and De Niro it's fucking perfect.
Yeah.
And Sharon Stone's incredible, too.
What was that fucking dumbass movie they did with Al Pacino? Like, oh, God. They were both cops. One was
rogue. Yeah, like old cops. Yeah, it's called like Last Rites or Righteous Kill.
Righteous Kill.
Righteous Kill.
For some fucked up reason, I was like, I'm going to buy that.
Well, I was like, dude, De Niro Pacino, what the fuck?
And it was like, not since The Godfather.
Not since The Godfather. Do you remember that film? This will be like that.
Oh, man.
It's not.
They really shat the bed on that
It
one.
Is not.
Anyways, yeah, Meet the Fockers sucked.
Okay. Yeah, didn't like it. Thanks. I mean, whatever.
Dustin Hoffman, too, man. And what was her name?
Barbara Streisand.
Thank you. She actually wasn't that bad. I actually enjoyed her acting with it. Fucking Dustin Hoffman, I was like, dude, this is insane. And Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Oh, and Ben Stiller, too.
I forgot to mention this earlier. Do you remember when we watched a trailer for Full Metal Alchemist?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. It's real.
I told you.
Oh.
I told you that night. I was like, dude, that has a Netflix symbol in it.
Dude, it was giving me a headache. I was like, this, because it played in the background when I first turned it on. No. Okay. I'm not.
Did you watch the anime?
Fucking horrible. No, not really. I heard Brotherhood was good. It's like the second version. But
is it a TV show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Be the Fogger sucks.
Yep. And
lo and behold, people are like, yeah, no shit. Why'd you guys say that you're going to watch that?
Yep. Well, because we, dude, it's almost like it's fucking planned torture.
Well, no, then again, though, I feel like when I first saw Meet the Fockers, I liked it.
I guess I did back in the day. I probably did. Cause
how long ago did that, like, how, or you keep talking.
I think it was probably, back in the day, I thought it was enjoyable enough. It was like a USA movie, probably. I probably saw it on TNT.
4 years apart, 2000 and 2004.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't give a shit about Meet the Fockers when it came out.
I liked Meet the Parents a lot.
Yeah.
I love that
movie. Because the fucking stoner brother, like, there was funny shit, like, calling him Panama Red. And
yeah, no, there's a lot of really good, like, writing in that first movie. And then the second movie is obviously trying to take lightning in a bottle again. And then it had that fucking sequel bullshit. I mean, but what else do you do? Like, you have to take the traits that, like, it's like the greatest hits.
You take the money. It's money.
But it's like a greatest hits of the first movie done again.
Yeah. But
it's weird.
You run the risk. What's You're good, not John Wick.
What's a good comedy sequel?
Oh, God.
Is there one?
Comedy like, sequel. D&D 2? D2 was probably just as good.
Dude, no.
Because it was the same thing, because it was them going to the Teen Olympics.
Yeah,
it was Gordon
that was also
Bombay
when,
and
that
all
was,
that.
That was Knuckle Puck.
Knuckle Puck and fucking that, yeah. That dude that looks like fucking like Vader. But he's like the goth kid.
Oh, right on, yeah.
Yeah. His name is probably like Kane.
He's Foggy and fucking
Yeah.
And Daredevil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he was like the
But
enforcer.
They go to Team USA and like shit.
Yeah,
like
no,
fight
I don't know
Iceland.
If that, I don't know if that's a good
It's Viggo Mortensen, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if that's my I wouldn't choose that as like a
That's
good
the only one I could think of that's even close. Hmm. Comedies.
Look who's talking now.
Fucking what are comedies that keep coming out? Shit, Hangover.
Yeah, bad.
Are we there yet?
Bad.
Madea's.
Bad. I've never seen one of you.
No, neither have I.
Mm. I've never seen the Are We There Yet either. So I can't say that.
What's it called?
Oh,
Grown-ups?
Scream 2. Not Scream 2. Funny, Scary Movie 2.
Wow.
Scary Movie 2.
Yeah, and another.
That, Scary Movie 2 is the fucking, the one.
Yeah, that one is better than the first one.
Grab my strong hand. Fuck, that movie rocks.
My turn.
I really wonder if I'm like, just fucking like, I was so blazed during
no,
that period
no,
of
no,
my
no,
life.
It's funny as shit, dude. Like, okay. God. Yeah, no, they're, the scene when he's fucking like pouring coffee for himself, talking about how the house is haunted and he keeps holding the mug, the dude in the wheelchair is like, can I have just a little, and he puts it down, he's like, oh, excuse me. It's the dude who plays It.
Huh?
The dude who originally played It is that doctor from Scary Movie 2. Oh my God, I'm going to kick myself in the dick for not knowing his name. He's in fucking Rocky Horror Picture, and he plays the clown Pennywise. Tim Curry.
Yeah, I was like, Bingo. Wait.
He's very popular.
I was looking at the Skarsgård. I was like, what's that
no,
dude's
no,
name?
No, no, no. Tim Curry plays the fucking like
man,
professor in
had
Scary
I been listening
Movie
after
too.
You said It, I would have got that one.
Yeah, you'd have really nailed it. I also said Rocky Horror Picture.
I said it. After you said It, I stopped listening trying to look it up.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I got Skarsgård.
I'm
going to get
him. Out.
I'm going to get
him. Idiot.
Hope he's not going to call me out on the podcast when I say it. I'm like, I thought of it on my own. You're like, I just saw you type it in.
Nope. You just fucked up completely. All right,
so what do you give the Fockers?
3 out of 10. There's no reason to watch it again.
I'll give it like a 4. There's parts that I'm like, all right, that's not bad.
Yeah. I would much rather talk about our next endeavor in fucking film reviews,
which brings us to movie of the week. Which we watched, The Ritual.
The Ritual, Netflix original.
Yeah.
The Ritual.
Nice, dude. You sound like Charlie Tuna.
Yeah, dude.
Yo, Tuna.
Tony Tuna.
Jurassic 5 for all of you.
Yeah.
Anyways, The Ritual. So, I fucking way dug this movie until the end.
Bruh.
And like the actual end of the movie. That's the only thing I didn't enjoy.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah. Everything Bullshit. Else, though, fucking awesome.
So
I've,
fucking Hollywood.
All right. Well, actually, you know, all right. Let's dissect a little bit. So, it's about a group of five friends that are planning a bachelor party, right?
Yeah.
To go to Norway and hike the mountains. One friend and the bachelor go into a convenience store to get liquor. Dude dies, and the bachelor's there, and he probably could have done something. He might not have. He could have died too, but, like, he didn't do anything, so that's, like, the
big thing is, does he feel guilty?
Is he a coward?
And is he a coward?
Yeah.
Will he redeem himself, is the whole story of that film.
Yeah, should he have guilt? Or, yeah.
Does he deserve to live?
Right.
Like, does he redeem himself? Yeah.
So, that's why I thought that movie fucking sucked. The ending, because of that thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and not
only
that, I'm not gonna lie. Like, the whole tension between the friends, it wasn't bad. It wasn't amazing, though, either.
It was what I consider, like, horror level acting.
Then again, I take that back, because the main character didn't really care for it, give or take. But it wasn't Dom, it was, Hutch.
I liked Hutch so much.
Hutch was really cool. Like, that dude acted really fucking well. I hope he does more shit, because, like, he was very believable.
He was a solid British dude, badass.
And very believable in that movie. Dom was a fucking bitch.
Oh, I wanted to bury him deep.
He was the one that kept trying to blame the guy that was in the convenience
store.
The coward,
yeah.
Yeah, the coward. We'll just call him that, the coward. And then
he was bitchy about it. And he was wounded, so he was holding everyone up.
Right, and then Phil was the other one.
Yeah.
And so all four of them go to Norway, and they, like, build, like, a little rock stone thing and, like, put a picture on, drink to him and shit like that. They were going to do the whole trip that the bachelor party was going
to
be.
That he wanted to go on.
In honor of, which is kind of cool, because that's, like, a ritual.
They wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for him dying.
Right.
Or him wanting to be there.
And then some fucking insane shit starts happening. That seems very Blair Witchy at times.
Oh, my God.
Like, tank getting ripped apart.
They show some good detail, too.
I'll agree with that completely.
Man, there's parts in that movie where you're like, I hope I see something, or it's not just a twitch of the camera, and you're like, oh no, that's something monstrous. Like, cool.
Alright, so
I get it.
There's a lot of, like, fucking Blair Witchy in parts, like inside tents and, like, inside a cabin, stuff like that, but, like, this movie does feel pretty evil. I'm not gonna lie, though, like, not evil in the way that The Witch was.
It wasn't as ancient, but they were trying to do, like,
it's not about
Norse,
ancient. No,
like,
it's not about ancientness. It's about, like, it didn't feel scary evil like The Witch did. The Witch felt like, there was a quote that was like, it feels like a film you're not supposed to be watching. That's what The Witch felt like.
The Witch also had, like, much better sound design, and it was in one, like, sort of area, and that was also, like, a super period piece.
Yeah, no.
So you felt more immersed.
Nah, I disagree.
You felt like these guys were you.
But I
never felt like I was in The Witch.
Well, that's more relatable.
Well, no, because The Witch takes you out of something relatable and throws you in a whole different fucking universe.
True, but at the same time, like, you should be able to relate to, like, a certain character of, like, you probably related to Hutch.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, you could put yourself in
those
shoes easier than you could fucking, like, being like, oh, yeah, I know what it's like to chop wood and fucking,
but
like,
that's
think my
why
wife's
you're saying it's not as,
a witch.
It's, like, something you shouldn't be watching.
What are you talking?
It doesn't feel like you.
No, not that. It, like,
know what I'm saying?
It's bad. Like, it, like you should not be watching this film. Like, it feels evil in that sense. Like, it gives you that.
That's what I'm saying.
Not the fucking ritual doesn't do that at all. And not because it's placed in our time either. I don't like that excuse. Fuck you.
It's a good excuse.
The Witch is just a better movie.
No, it's different.
It's better.
It's different.
It's better.
It's different.
The ending's better to The Witch, and the whole movie rocked.
Oh, hell yeah.
So this whole movie rocked, and the ending sucked. The Witch is better.
I don't know. How do you conclude a movie?
Is it
about the journey or the conclusion? You know what I'm saying?
Both had great journeys, and one had a good
conclusion. I would say
The
Witch's journey was not as
it was way
enticing.
More tense. It was way more tense in this movie. You're fucking high if you don't think that.
Well,
you love The Witch.
I do. But this is fresh in my mind, and I liked how it flowed.
Jeez, you're fucking dumb high brain right now.
Why are you saying things like that? I know my opinion.
Things.
Why are you saying this thing to
Why
me?
Why are you saying things?
Oh, my God. I just want to bludgeon you to death.
All right, so The Ritual. I felt like the characters were better in The Witch. I don't even know why I'm comparing it to now.
God,
fuck it.
You're
Anyways,
so dumb.
Yeah, you like The Ritual more than The Witch. I like The Witch more
no,
than The Ritual.
No, not really. I'd probably equal them the same.
But really?
Like a 7.5?
7.5? Yeah. I give like The Witch like an 8.59.
Oh, stop rating shit you haven't just seen.
Well, for sure. And I'll give like fucking Ritual like an 8.
Okay.
So like 0.5 or like, but it, actually no, like a 7 because of the ending. I hated the ending. I was really angry at the ending.
Yeah, don't watch it if you don't like the ending.
Honestly, watch like up till the ending. It was a dope movie.
Yeah, I'd watch it up until something seems happier.
It's just such a cliche fucking ending.
That's why I said it's Hollywood as fuck, and I like it.
Yeah, but the fucking movie itself was awesome. Like, the I don't know how much we want to explain. Fuck it. Nah. There's a creature, and that's that's the coolest fucking part about it. And they explain it. They give lore. They give awesome shit about it.
Yeah.
Just the end.
It's a creature. It's badass.
The end is just so cheap. I don't know. Fucking, I definitely recommend the witch, the ritual, the witchwool. That's what we'll call this episode.
The witchwool.
Yeah, this episode's the witchwool.
God.
Because the whole last part of it, I'm like, the fucking witch is better, dude. And you're like, no, the ritual, they're all on the same plane. Who knows?
What's I was just trying to be like new? Equal and like conducive about this shit.
Why not just be able to make a definitive answer of what you think is better?
Because I haven't seen The Witch in a while, but I don't remember it.
It's on Amazon.
Keeping me quite as well.
Bullshit, really? Did you watch it at home or in theaters?
Yeah, because I think I fell out a bit because I couldn't relate to that fucking talk.
Yeah, but you're like, it's more immersive because it's not our universe.
I think it's conclusively boner-ish.
You just said you fell out of it because of the talk.
No, that ending pulled me back. It was so perfect.
I hate your guts.
No, I'm saying everything logical.
You literally were just like, that talk pulled me out of it. I'm like, you just said it was a male.
But the ending redeemed it.
Yeah, okay.
It did.
All right, so you were pulled out during the movie.
Yeah.
And you loved the ending.
Yeah.
I thought I disagree. I was
you
cool
haven't
with it.
Seen The Witch lately.
I watched it in theaters when it came out.
Watch it again.
I have.
No, you haven't.
3-4 months ago?
What?
When was the last time you saw it? It's on Amazon. I told you that.
But I saw it like 3 or 4 months ago.
Fuck you.
What?
All right. What do you give fucking Ritual, you fucking piece of shit? Ugh. I need to
7.5.
7.5?
Yeah.
That's lower than I gave it. And I was like, okay.
I give them both 7.5.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to rewatch them again a lot.
Yeah,
like that's a big thing for me.
The Witch, I give like a 9 to like 8.5. This, I give fucking 7.5 to 8.
Okay.
But
you,
yeah,
you
the
heard
Ritual.
It, you heard it here first.
Fuck off. Maybe we'll call it here. We'll call the episode that. You heard it here first. I don't know. I like The Witchwool.
You heard it here first.
All right, so next week we're going to do Italian Job for Tessa Tony, Mark Wahlberg, and Jason Bateman. It's a queen.
Okay.
And then we're going to watch Movie of the Week, I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore.
Xander.
Xander changes his own brakes.
Xander.
Until next time.
Xander. Books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company! All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
you
got great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on... He is... He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.